I don't remember that many spit things happening. I also feel like another thing, like, I would see, like, in shows and stuff was, like, gum and hair. Like, if you put gum in someone's hair,
like, you're, like, a crazy person.
That's, like, a psycho.
Yeah.
Wait, where did that happen in the show? I don't remember that ever happening.
I feel
like cartoons.
Like cartoons. It would be, like, yeah, a big thing. And then they'd have to be, like, I'm going to put peanut butter. And there was, like, a thing to try to put peanut butter to get gum out of your hair. And then you always had it cut.
Oh,
in.
You're saying if somebody did that to you.
Yeah. Or, like, yes, just in general, I just feel like there's, like, kind of, like, in the 90s, 80s, there was, like a weird, like, psychotic, like, bullies were, like, psychotic. They weren't, yeah, like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna try to make fun, you don't have the right shoes. It was like, I'm gonna shove you in a locker, like, oh my god.
A swirly?
That's crazy.
That's, yeah, water. That's waterboarding.
If you are a human that's alive and has done a swirly to someone, you need to, like, go reach out and apologize. And actually, probably not, yeah, because that's traumatic for that.
That's
person.
Probably traumatic. Yeah, it's like that.
If you've
steps,
been,
yeah,
swirlied, like, I don't know how you, like, are in society now.
I don't know how you recover from that. Seriously. There we go.
Wow.
It's real now.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, we have to do a one.
Welcome thing?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right. Welcome to Checker Podsky. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Jess.
And this is our friend Nick.
How's it going?
Cool. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that works as an intro.
Yeah, that works as an intro.
What else they want from us?
Jeez. Yeah, Jesus.
Watch out for my wire.
Watch out for the wire.
Am I messing the wire up?
No, I think it's like under your feet.
Yeah,
though.
I did that on purpose. Yeah. He said that I would, if I kicked it, something could happen.
Yep. She wants to touch it.
If you kick it, I'm gone.
Took it.
Kick it on hooks.
He's leaving.
Everything you say was like missing. So now we have to like ad-lib it in.
Ad-lib
in
it
post.
In, yep.
That's, we could do the warm-up game or we can just get into it if you have topics. So.
What's your warm-up game?
Warm-up game was that word game that we've all played before. This wouldn't be part of the show. It's just like the thing where it's like we both say a word at the same time.
Okay.
And then it passes it to the next person. And then.
What?
Let me try it. Let's do it. Okay.
Okay. Think of a word.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Just you and I. And then I will switch to you.
Oh, it's a thing where you have to like try to
say the same word.
Get in the same mindset. Yes, okay. Yes. So we get in the same mind plane.
Yeah. It's just a little warm up thing. Okay. All right. Think of a word.
Okay. Got it.
All right. One, two, three.
Tiger.
Mike. What'd you say?
Mic, like microphone.
Mm-hmm. Microphone. And I said tiger.
Yeah. Now you two go.
Okay. But off of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Tiger and microphone. That's... All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. One.
I'm so ready.
Two. Three.
Speaker.
Okay. Soft. Oh, that is nice.
Soft and speaker.
And then you and Nick.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit. I wasn't ready. Soft and speaker.
Okay, I got one, I guess.
All right.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. All right.
Are you gonna count down?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Music.
Boom. Okay. Spend the whole hour just.
Okay, music and
we'll
foam.
Just do two rounds. And
okay, music and foam.
Music and foam.
Okay, this came to my mind. I don't even know why. I shouldn't do something that just comes to my mind, though. I should try to make it.
Try to stick with things.
Yeah. I was going off of like vibes, like the vibes I get from music and foam, and that's probably not right. Music and foam.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I got it.
One, two, three.
Pool noodle.
Okay. I thought you were going with like foam party.
I was going to say like McDonald's. Candy, so. The other one was McDonald's because for some odd reason I was like foam and music. That's got to be McDonald's. It doesn't even make sense.
I don't even remember. MTV, what'd you say?
Pool noodle. Because I was like,
MTV.
You could make
oh,
music.
Oh, pool noodle MTV is easy.
It's easy. He's got something. All
okay.
Right. All right. Now, but
wait,
YouTube,
oh, God. Okay.
Super easy.
It's super easy.
MTV and pool noodle?
Oh, I think I got it. I think I get where you're
maybe
at.
You should say
should
it
we try?
Said, yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Ready?
Yeah. One, two, three. Spring break.
Wow. There we go. Hell yeah. Like the orcs.
Yeah.
Orcs are always on spring break.
Are they?
Yeah, they're always like kind of, they just feel random. They're just like kind of amped for no reason.
Looks like spring's back on the menu.
Yeah, yes. Looks like spring's back on the menu. Sorry,
it's back on the menu.
Did you use something tightened? No,
you're good. We're okay.
Okay.
My little tightener just spins.
Does it? Oh, it doesn't do anything.
No. Do you need it to be locked in?
No, that's fine.
Because he just used the cord to lock mine in and twisted it more.
Yep. Oh, wow.
So maybe that's...
I think it's fine.
All right.
Okay.
If it falls down, I'll just hold it. I'll just hold it like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
Just the whole time.
The whole time, just...
I kind of like that.
Yes. More. All right.
Or if it was like hanging from the ceiling.
It definitely feels like a stand-up thing, like where you'll find like when stand-ups are talking, like if you ever have to do a show where you don't have a mic, people will just grab something. Because we're so used to this and it becomes like a crutch. And then you see them like with two hands and you're like, you thought they were crazy with one hand free, two hands free. They're like, it's too much. It's honestly too much. We need the
grounds you.
We need to have one on.
I feel like I'm about to play. Whenever I play Hunt, I have my microphone on a stand and I have headphones and I can hear myself. I'm like ready to
yeah, just like this feels natural.
Show me the color red and this guy's gone.
Show me the color red and I'm blowing it up.
They got red in that game. Everybody's got red barrels. Red box.
Let me see what I wrote down.
Yeah, what's the
There's a few. This might not even be good or not. Okay. I don't know. I was listening to Maintenance Phase and they're talking about the Myers-Briggs. Personality test, and I was just wondering like when you take like a personality test or if you like do like horoscopes and they tell you something positive about you, like you're a real go-getter, or you're like, is there a positive attribute that you'd be like, no, that's false? Because I feel like if someone says something good about you, you're like, yeah, that I do be like that, and you're just like, you know what I mean, like, yeah, who's like gonna turn down a positive attribute? I guess go-getter, I probably wouldn't.
I would need to see what the other positive attributes could be to be like, that's not me.
Okay, I should have written something.
It depends on how positive it is, I think. Like, if it's like, you're a nice person, no one's going to say like, no, I'm not.
No one. I'm a real piece of shit. Yeah, that's true. I feel like the positive thing I would probably be like, no, is if somebody said something like energetic.
Or bubbly.
Bubbly. No,
I'd be like, that's not me.
Not in a mean way. Not that there's anything wrong with being energetic or bubbly. I would just be like, unequivocally not true. That not my vibe, very nice. But if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, oh, you don't know me very well. The test is wrong. Sorry. The Myers-Briggs test is wrong. But who's going to turn down a compliment? I don't know. I wouldn't.
But if it's...
like in a big crowd setting, like a lot of people there.
Everyone's watching you.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's a Myers-Briggs like...
Yeah, it's
reveal exactly. Party.
Yeah. INFJ? Oh my God. I always felt like an INFJ.
Would you turn it down in front of Myers-Briggs, like the people at like a panel reading? Like you're in front of them and it's like a bit long, a long table. Ooh, and they're all
pressure's on.
Yeah. And they're like, this is what our test says about you. You just be like, thanks. And like bow your head and leave.
Probably not. I probably wouldn't be able to say it.
I'd get swept up in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's an audience and they're like basically like, like encouraging it. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
I get swept up on it by myself though. Like I'll be on TikTok and they'll be like, you're Cancer Moon. You're like this. I'm like, I am like that. Like I don't need any encouragement in like making things up about myself. I don't know if this is relatable or not. Okay.
No, but then when it's something negative, you're just like, wow, this thing is such shit. Like, this is why these tests are like stupid. You know,
like you're a real hard ass.
Yeah.
No.
That doesn't like, you're really judgmental resonate. And
I knew these were bullshit.
Exactly. I knew this was nonsense. Knew this was so
that's the
bad.
Same thing with astrology when it's like, you're just a crybaby because you're a Cancer. I'm like, I'm not crying every day, crying. Every second. So,
but then I always feel like that reaction.
Yeah, reaction's very.
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah. No, it's just the anger that's blocking the crying.
Yeah, exactly.
Cry later.
Yeah, there's a woman on TikTok that like really hates Cancer Moons and she's like, and Cancer Moons, I know this is going to trigger you. And I'm like, no, it's not.
She's just liking to make Cancer Moons cry.
Mm-hmm. She just wants to make Cancer Moons cry. Something I noticed recently about myself is, okay, I don't know how much you guys read books. That sounds like a mean thing to say. But like when you read a book and you picture something, if I have to change my picture, I can't.
What do you mean?
Like if I'm reading a book and they're like, and this house and the staircase was spiraled, I'm like, no, the fuck it wasn't. Should have said that right off the top because I already got it locked in here. It's locked in.
In like, the even if it's in the same sentence?
No, not in the same sentence. You mean like, but if, like later on? But like later on, if they wait a few pages to like describe something, or sometimes they'll be like, and then they went into this room and I was like, I didn't plan for that room. That's not in the blueprint. I can't, like it's locked in.
I think I'm pretty flexible. You think you're flexible? All right, that's good. The world just changed a little bit, morphed in different ways.
No, I think once I get one, I'm like, that's how it is. There's no more space for people. Sorry. And yeah. I always make everything too small
in my head. That's funny.
I was like, I just need to make a bigger space.
That's interesting because I think I have like a general, it's like a very loose idea of what the visual things are. So it's not so like locked in. If like, anything, I have to like really fill in the blanks because the author's lacking.
Oh yeah. Know? Okay. I feel like I never have that thing like where you read a book and then you see the movie and you're like, that's not how I never get mad. It's like, that's not how I pictured it. Cause most of the time I'm like, oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
Honestly, you guys nailed it. That's what they were saying with the staircases and Harry Potter. It was way different in my head.
I might even say this wrong right now. But that's how you say her name. Hermione?
Hermione.
How do you say the name?
Hermione.
Hermione? Right?
You said Hermione?
How do you say her name?
Hermione.
Hermione?
Hermione.
Hermione?
No.
Hermione Granger? Is that her name?
Hermione Granger? Yeah.
Either way, it's like, didn't know how to say that name.
Didn't know how to say it.
It's probably, that's why I still can't say it right. No. I'm like, it was pronouncing it not right in my head.
Thank God I didn't read the book and then I saw the movie. So I just had the name.
You just know it. You're like, no, right.
Got it right the first time.
No, I always mispronounce things. And it's like a Greek name too. And even reading it, like the Greek, like think behind it, like the story, I'm like, oh, Hermione. Honestly, I said Hermione was
that's
what I
like
thought.
The name
Hermione.
A name I also don't like. Sorry to all the Jeremy's out there. I hate that name.
Jeremy?
Yeah. It's just Jeremy. It looks like
Jeremy.
I want to say Jeremy, but then it's Jeremy. It's like asking you to like take the time, slow down.
Jeremy. Yeah. Jeremy is how it's spelled.
Jeremy.
Is it J E R E M E Y?
No.
Jeremy.
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 I've never.
Anyways, the name, it's too fussy. It's like asking people to call you Jeremy.
Jeremy. Yeah.
The name Sean, too.
Oh, you like the name Sean?
Scene.
A scene Sean?
Yeah. When it's spelled like that.
I don't like that either.
Scene Kingston.
Siobhan, the way that's spelled, in my head, I would
say Siobhan? Is that like.
Yeah. It's a C one?
Yeah. Okay. Siobhan is like. It's not spelled the way it's supposed to be spelled.
That's more rare than a scene, though.
Oh, no, for sure.
There's scenes everywhere.
I never met a Siobhan.
All over the place. Yeah, I've never. It's only, I never really knew how it was.
Siobhan sounds like a name that could be difficult. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
it just kind of has like a bit of that to it.
Mm-hmm.
But like scene is like, yeah.
You think it should be easy. I don't get it either.
Just put the H in there.
It's not hurting anyone.
Put an A in there.
It's not hurting anyone.
Yeah, Shawn.
That's Sean.
Shout out to Sean. Shout out to our baby sister, Sean, with the correct spelling.
Good job, Sean.
Very nice job, Sean.
We're really happy. We're happy that you did that. Let me see. I don't know if I want to go to another thing. Oh, this is something that we talked about last time, but I wrote down that there's no surprise attacks with music. This is like the war thing. Whether you want to be the drummer guy, I think it's kind of a gamble. If I'm in war and someone's like, you get to hold the flag, I'm like, oh, I'd really love to have a weapon if we're going to be killing
people. We're on the front lines. I don't want to be the drummer guy.
You don't want to be the flag guy.
But is anyone going to kill the drummer guy? Because it's like, that guy doesn't have a weapon, so I'm not going for him.
But he's getting people hyped.
That's a free kill, though.
Yeah.
That's a free kill. That's true. That's real. That's a free kill. That one counts. That still counts.
That's a good point.
And it takes away the vibe too.
Good practice shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be worried. God, that would suck to be like, you're a great musician.
He is hyping the crew up.
If you were a regular soldier and you, there was like, hey, drummer guy, like get behind me while we go forward.
Absolutely. You'd have to get some kind of.
Would you be down to help support your drummer soldier guy?
Absolutely. I think because I have a weapon and they don't, that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
Even the flag seems like it could kind of, like if you have
he was mean to you though one time.
Oh, he was?
The drummer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd kill him myself.
He thinks he's a little bit better than everybody
else. Things got a little messy out there.
He's like, I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I'm not like you guys.
Yeah.
I don't have to be.
I don't know any tropes about drummers and bands.
Yeah, me
either. I'm sure there are some.
Whenever you're doing like the pre battle, like trying to lift the spirits, and mm-hmm. he hits like a doo-doo-tss.
And
you're like, come on,
fucking. I think we can really do this, and he's just not taking it seriously at all. God damn it! No, I do hate him.
Mm-hmm. My God, I don't could like really make or break. You know, I wish some people from the battles when drummers were around could call in and tell us, like,
I would love that.
They're like, actually we were losing, but then the beat got picked up and things really changed.
Yeah,
the beat went off.
The beat went off. This guy went off. they dropped the beat and it was wild. I mean, you see it at I don't go to clubs, but like at clubs when they drop the beat, people get, they go feral. That could really turn the tide.
Yeah.
All music, even.
Any music.
Very true. They're not out there. I think it would be a little bit tough if you had someone like playing like violin.
Yeah.
Because then I'd be like.
I don't know. Violin can go kind of hard. That's
true. Damn. I'm trying to. What would you not want to
Violin
could
be like creepy killing. Like.
Yeah. And like anxiety provoking. Yeah.
The drummer guys that only had. They just have one snare.
Yeah.
Like they should have like the drums that they have in like a drum line.
Oh yeah.
Now where they have like a whole drum set like attached to your chest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is giving like
that'd
Mad
be
Max.
That'd be better.
Yeah, I feel like they had like a whole concert going with them.
Yeah, they got one note before. Like a Civil War guy has one note.
Thing.
He's hitting the da 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 da.
Yeah, it's really just the marching. I think pace. Yeah. He's keeping. He's like a metronome.
It's a metronome. Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Wow. It's embarrassing.
But then I forget he gets to free. Well, he doesn't get to freestyle when they're marching. But when it's war, he can go off.
Oh yeah,
he can do whatever crazy, whatever he's feeling.
Yep.
And really feel the beat of the battle and stuff. But I also just wouldn't want to do it.
Or it'd be funny if like the other team has a drummer, right? But you're just messing up their drums. Like the guy's like, and they're like, dun dun dun.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to. I can't.
He's trying to do triplets. You're keeping 4/4.
Messing up my drummer, and now we can't even walk 4 because you're like.
And these guys can't walk without a beat.
Yeah.
Physically, can't do it. Is there an instrument you wouldn't want to have backing you up in battle?
Accordion, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a tough accordion. One.
Yeah. Mm. Accordion makes it a little whimsical.
But I guess an accordion, I think of like a pirate ship has that kind of sound too.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
that's true. But that's one sound that it just doesn't. You have to like detach from your humanity war or something. Yeah. So like what would help you do that, right?
I wonder if that's like why bagpipes came about. Cause like I feel like a bagpipe is something that you can carry around. And I feel like it's a war thing. Like you can like
it's so loud.
It's such a funeral. Sound.
Honestly, you're going into war so you can get away from that.
Yeah.
You're like
this guy's chasing us.
This guy's chasing us with this bagpipe.
Bagpipes are big though too, and
they
like,
are pretty big.
I'm not sure. I don't know about heavy, but they're definitely cumbersome.
Yes,
like
to carry.
That's a lot. That's a stuff lot.
Yeah,
required.
And the thing is, you gotta and also exhaust. I think any kind of thing that you've got to blow into is gonna be more exhausting because you're just going like this. Not that that's not movement. You know? But you're gonna have to constantly blow into. Like, did you guys play instruments in? Did they make you play instruments in high school? No,
I didn't play anything. Well, really, like in high school, no.
Oh, okay. Because they had like we had like band, and everyone had to get an instrument. And
you had to be in band?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I wasn't in band.
Oh, you weren't.
Mm-mm.
I did. Okay. You could go into it, and I did go into it.
You could choose
to do this to yourself, and it's like the worst thing ever is to blow into an instrument when you're sick. Yeah. Oof. It's disgusting. It feels, you're like, even I can't breathe.
More worse than that is probably having other people around you that are sick doing it.
Oh,
you're
like, yeah. Oh, please. God, it's disgusting. It just feels like you're so tired and I don't know. It's just the worst. I just remember blowing into it. And then if you're going to war on top of that and you got to blow into a bagpipe, ugh, disgusting.
There's a lot of scenarios when you're sick. It's just pretty much every scenario.
That's
if
true.
If you're in a scenario and you're sick.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's a bad time.
That's a nightmare.
It's much worse.
That's true.
But what would be a scenario where you're sick and that's a better outcome? Can't think of one. Like, let's say you're at the beach, but you're sick. Now imagine you're sick, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
I will say that if I did have to choose a weather to be sick in, it would be like rainy weather. I don't think it's better
right.
on a rainy day to be sick, but I will say that if I got to choose, it'd be like yeah. cold or like rainy. Like, I hate getting a cold when it's hot when it's out. Like nice outside.
Yeah. And when it's hot
it
out.
It feels too. Not fair.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can choose, which I probably can't. Obviously, when to get sick.
The sun coming in, though, can be a real, like, glimmer of hope.
You think?
When you're okay. sick.
True.
It feels like that's like, in the future, I'll be out there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, that's going to be my life
yeah.
soon. My dad will say that, like, his, which I don't know if this is true or not, but he like, really likes weather when he's like, you know, when it's, like, really cold outside, but it's sunny. I'm like, I hate that. I don't like that. I feel like it's the sun, like, laughing at me. Like, it would be warm, but you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a little disorienting.
It's just, I don't like it. It just feels.
The sun's like, you're like doing this and then you're freezing.
You're freezing, yeah. Are
it's just confusing.
And I feel weird wearing sunglasses when it's cold outside. I remember calling Josh, our brother, about this. And I was like, is it okay for me to wear sunglasses when it's cold outside? He's like, yeah, Kaylin.
Why would you call Josh about that?
Because my brother used to live out like out west. And I was like, do people do that? Like when it's cold? I don't know.
How old were you?
This was like, I don't know. I was a kid. 18, probably. Maybe.
You're
whenever
old
he was
enough,
living out there. I was
like
old enough.
Old enough.
Old enough. There's no excuse. Okay. Said, no surprise attacks with more music. Music you wouldn't want to hear. I got that one.
What did the no? What did this no surprise attacks have to do with? How did was that just the title for the that?
That's just what I wrote down. My thought was that you couldn't really like you couldn't like in our heads we were like, oh, if someone's playing an instrument, you can't really sneak up on them.
Oh,
you know, like if we're playing drums, it's not like right. I wonder where the enemy is.
We're over here.
Right here.
Well, they didn't sneak up. There was no sneaking in war until like Vietnam.
Until, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It was just like, there they are on the other side of the
yeah.
other side of
they're
the
right
place.
They're right there.
Yeah.
Right where they said they'd
I don't
be. In the line.
I don't get how anyone did that willingly.
I don't understand.
I know that they were like forced doing things, but like, I still like don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go line up and just hope for the best. Doesn't make sense to me.
That's all you knew.
I did see a TikTok and some, I do feel like there is a part of, and I'll say mostly men, where that kind of like yearns for that because I saw this like TikTok recently.
God, if I could just line up and dodge a bullet.
No, but like they were like, there was a video of like some, like a couple famous scenes of like men like dying in like battle or in like movies. And all the men in the comments were like, wow, to die for something, like to die standing for something. I feel like it's kind of. I don't want to say romanticized for men, but it's like, I think there's like a romantic thing of like, I died protecting my, I feel like they kind of romanticize this sort of thing. So to be in a line fighting for your country, I understand. I kind of get why.
Yeah. Maybe now people know too much. So they're like,
yes,
to have the illusion of, to be like, you know, like before people didn't have all the facts or information. They're just
no.
like USA for sure. Not at, I
number
won't
one.
Ask any other questions.
Right.
Like that's all I need to know. That's enough for me. Where now people ask a lot of questions. And,
yeah. And there were some sneaky fighting in like World War II, but World War I was like the worst for that because it was still the old school mentality of like, we line up in a row, but like with machine guns. And so like the casualties yeah. were like astronomical because everyone was still doing the old way of war with the new weapons, and it was bad.
Caitlin's trying to get the male audience here.
Male audience. World
you guys
War
hearing
One.
This right now?
World
I know
War
we
this
all love.
This is fucking sick.
This is sick. I know we all love World War II, but like World War I, guys.
While you're doing this, I should do like some like.
Yeah. That's another thing. men being able to make these noises. I think that's a genetic thing too.
Yeah.
I've never been able to make a machine noise. Helicopter, can't do it. Gun to my head, couldn't do
it.
Can you do a helicopter? I
don't know. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Okay. Machine gun?
I can't do machine.
No. You guys are talking about like the
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Did you just do it?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
I do it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like an automatic. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Do you remember having to learn that? Like, no. I remember learning how to whistle. So.
Same. I remember that. Yeah.
But the machine gun, just born with it, you know?
No, it's on the Y gene.
In America,
it's on the Y chromosome. Right. Right. Yep. It's just attached to it.
It's just right there.
It's just right
there. Right when you hear it.
The sound was there before the machine gun, you know, before the gun.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
No. They decided, machine gun should sound like this because we're all so good at doing it.
Yes.
That was what it was. They decided what the noise would be for machine gun. And they were like, man, we can all do this. Let's make it that. I can't do it. I would say it when I was making the joke.
That was a long time where guns didn't sound like that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a long time where it was just like, poof.
Yeah, or like the ch-ch.
Yeah.
Poof. Yeah.
I can do that. I did the ch-ch. That's not bad.
Pretty.
Men? Appealing to the male audience.
Listen to this
here.
Reload.
Yeah. Way better.
Yeah, way better. It's like way more like, real. Yeah. You're like, wow, feels like I'm there. That's great. Have you shot a gun?
No.
Never? Okay. I'm just curious because I was like, how likely is it to that people have shot guns? We've shot like a shotgun. That's why I knew how to do it. That's why it sounded so real when I did
it. Yeah, so it felt like I was there again. Yeah.
So bad. I don't know how to make those noises.
You ever been to laser tag?
I have. Honestly, I walk around in the fog of the unknown and there's just someone above me just sniping me out.
Yeah.
I come back alive, just sniped out. Back alive, sniped out. I'm just like not good. I will say the last time I went, God, I forgot what it was, but there was a guy there that was like treating it like his Vietnam, basically. And he was so serious about it. And then everybody else that was there was like a 10-year-old kid.
Nice.
And I thought and this guy was bad. And he was just murdering all the kids were dying. It was a birthday party or something. And I was like, there's just one guy that comes there every Friday. And then my date, like I went on a date and the guy's like, let's go and do this. And I was like, okay. And this guy was taking it so seriously. And at the end, the one guy's like, all right, guys, it's over. And then this guy's like, not for me, it's not. And I was like, I love this. This guy's amazing. He's carrying this trauma with him.
He has the war in his head.
Mm-hmm. The lasers never go off here.
Yeah.
They never go off here. Terrible. And I'm also not a good, like, we played, like, we would do, like, shotguns with, like, clays. I'm not a good shot at all. I would die.
That seems really hard.
It's very hard, yeah. I think it's very hard. Dress is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of
it gets hard to, like, keep the gun up.
Right? Yeah.
That's the thing. If the gun was lighter, then
the gun was lighter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Easier. But it's fun.
And didn't have as much kickback.
Yeah.
Anyways, guns, guys, don't use them.
Pretty cool though.
Pretty cool though. I think this is what's funny is like when like they'll be like, oh, don't give your kids like play guns or play swords or something like that. Like don't, or like boys, you don't want to, you know, instill them with violence. I was like, you know what happens when you put kids in the forest? You know what they do with sticks?
Swords.
That's a sword. That's a sword. We'll create a gun. Don't worry.
100%.
We'll make it something.
Yeah, we never had, like, we had a few squirt guns.
Yeah.
But then it was, like, always missing pieces and stuff. Yeah. And it's not because mom and dad were, like, against them. It's just probably because we only had, like, one boy in the family.
And also, I feel like giving your kids something to shoot you with is a bad idea.
I wonder, like, if, like, how media influences that and, like, if... As a kid, you didn't ever see a gun, then you wouldn't do that. Or like a sword. You know, it's like after you watch Lord of the Rings and you're a kid, you're going home and you're swinging something.
You want 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a stick that was like shaped like a gun, you're going to walk around holding it.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember like our house was getting built like when we were kids and there was like these little scraps of like the roof and they looked like, I don't know, circly cutouts. And then we put them between our fingers like... Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. Like claws. Raptor?
Raptor. Yeah. It became a raptor thing. Like,
yeah. Instantaneously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
that must have happened like several times when we were on the site of the house.
That sounds like something we would do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want to be a monster,
like,
and you want to.
Yeah. I don't think I saw the movie as a kid either. I was just like, I knew it was like in the zeitgeist or something at the time.
Yeah. Like, I think it is probably, it's probably decided by what you see and do. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. If you didn't see a gun, you would be like, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I think maybe even if you had never seen a sword, people would still pick up a stick and be like, I'm going to hit you with this. I feel like that's a
natural fight. I think so. Things.
Yeah. I think that's a natural.
What happens when this stick hits that stick?
Or let's throw find it. Out. Just throw it at each other.
Yeah.
I think more that's fun to natural. Hit the stick with another stick.
Yeah.
Wolverine claws, though.
That's exactly what I thought she was going to say. Yeah. I was like, that would have been sick.
That was so fun.
That was so,
after seeing those, that just...
That makes sense,
That altered everyone's brain chemistry.
It's part of the thing. It's just...
It's so easy to go home and put anything between your fingers now. Like, you can just replicate that immediately.
Instantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I think if you're in school and you're bored, like, the innovation with pencil was just...
kids came up with.
Yeah. The thing, and, like, I think a lot of stuff that we see people do with straws, probably originally a pencil. You know, like, the walrus and that people... I'm like, probably a kid with two pencils. I'd bet money it was a kid with two pencils.
Take away the phones. Let's see what these kids
come up with. Let's see what these kids come up with.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, right now, the phones are clearly creating that toilet skibbity.
Yeah, skibbity toilet.
They have like an app that has like a 3D pencil you can move around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're just spinning like, it around. Like, it'd be cool if these were real.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Meanwhile, people would be throwing the pencils and sticking them into the ceiling.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anything that could become a weapon, I would say, under the age of eighth grade, became a weapon of some sort. Yeah. Spit wads?
Spitballs,
Disgusting.
It is disgusting. It's actually so really gross.
In retrospect, I was like, that's really gross.
Yes, it's very gross.
Disgusting. It's like we need more spit flying around with these kids.
So gross. Why? Kids are disgusting.
Super spreader event.
Exactly.
We never thought the spitballs would turn on
bad joke, but this is the idea that's like, during like right in the height of COVID, but school's not out yet. It's like the kids shot up the school.
Oh.
But he uses spitwads.
With spitwads, but too soon.
Yeah.
We always can cut too that. Soon.
Always too soon, constantly. No.
Constantly too soon.
Too soon or too early.
Or too early.
Yeah.
Before it's time.
I don't.
After it happens, before it's time, though.
I don't remember that many spit things happening. I also feel like another thing like I would see like in shows and stuff was like gum and hair. Like if you put gum in someone's hair.
Crazy person.
That's like a psycho.
Yeah.
Wait, where did that happen in the show? I don't know that ever happening.
I feel
like cartoons.
Like cartoons. It would be like a big thing. And then they'd have to be like, I'm going to put peanut butter. And that was like a thing to try to put peanut butter to get gum out of your hair. And then you always had to cut it.
Oh, you're just saying if somebody did that to you.
Yeah. Or like just in general, I just feel like there's like kind of like in the 90s, 80s, there was like a weird like psychotic, like bullies were like psychotic. They weren't it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna try to make fun. You don't have the right shoes. It was like, I'm gonna shove you in a locker. Like, oh my God.
A swirly?
That's crazy.
That's water. That's waterboarding.
If you are a human that's alive and has done a swirly to someone, you need to like go reach out and apologize. And actually, probably not because that's traumatic for that.
That's
person.
Probably traumatic. Yeah. It's like that.
If you've been swirlied, like, I don't know how you like are in society now.
I don't know how you recover from that. Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever been swirly?
No.
No, I feel like it's something that like that we had in like cartoons
or like
and
a
stuff
what's that thing where people like rub their fist on your head?
A noogie.
That's also like awful too. Like,
swirly's way worse.
No, swirly's way
toilet water?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What if they like drown? I wonder if anyone ever drowned somebody.
Probably.
That's happened too.
You think it happened?
I think it happened, yeah.
I'm gonna look it up. Has anyone ever died from a swirly?
I feel like a swirly is like a real like spirit crushing. Like you were on a path, and then that moment really changed your whole trajectory of your whole
villain
life.
Origin story.
Yeah. I think it did. Yeah,
that's what I'm just feel like I wouldn't be the same after that.
Like
poop water in your eyes.
Even if the water's like clean, it's still like the whole
it's still poop water.
It's so dehumanizing, right? And it's your own peers doing it to you.
And the water's never clean.
No, it's a toilet. Come on.
In a school.
In a school. A
public bathroom.
Disgusting. God. What's wrong with these people?
Evil.
A kid 7 dies after a swirly due to pulmonary infection.
Now? Oh, infection.
Yeah, 2013.
Wow, that's way more.
I can't believe people are still doing this. If you're still doing swirlies, don't.
Maybe give yourself attention, a swirly. Maybe give yourself a forever swirly and check out.
Attention, yeah. Swirlers.
If you're a bully stop. And you're doing
stop. It's canceled.
Yeah.
Like people are getting canceled for like saying like a wrong pronoun. But then the swirly people get to keep living on for some reason.
Yeah.
Like,
swirly you know community. What I
mean? Yeah. Swirly community is not being like addressed because no one thinks to do it. Because they're like, that's so extreme. It's like basically saying, we don't need to tell people not to murder people. Right. Right? And it's like, no, you do.
Everyone's like, apparently I know do. I need the Bible and I need the Ten Commandments to tell me not to do that.
It's like a documentary where a guy's like, it's like he's a reformed swirler. he's like, yeah, you don't understand. You like,
can't see his he's in a shadow though.
He's like, in a shadow in his.
He's like, you don't get it. When you swirl someone, it's that's the high of a lifetime.
I really
get addicted to the swirl.
I really want to like see it from their perspective. Like, I really want to like. Have
he's like, I was swirling 5-8 kids a day.
Yeah,
sometimes two and one.
Wow.
Doubling up with a swirl.
Oh my god!
Once you swirl someone once, the swirl comes. It comes itching. It comes knocking. You have to start swirling. I think a couple
you
more.
Either have to do it more, or you have to, or there's a progression to the madness.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I started with swirlies. Then I did.
Oh yeah.
The person then I burned down the hardware store.
Yeah. Exactly. Like something else happens.
Yeah.
God, that's so messed up. I just feel like and. Maybe it's just like the 80s in general. So then like the people who made like our cartoons were like old enough, right. You know? So like they were like remembering their trauma. But
this is what kids do.
Yeah. I always thought like high school is going to be it's going to be crazy. And then I got there and I was like, oh, it's like fine.
Okay. So if the 80s were really bad and kids are getting shoved in lockers, was that the same like in the 50s? Were the 50s people were better? Like what made that jump to like... they were more no bad idea. Or was it the 80s actually made movies about it and they're like
I think that's what
that
it
fucked
is.
Us up and we're not okay with it. We're like the boomers were like I don't know, my head was in a toilet half the time. They're like not worried about it. Where the 80s they were like this is fucked up kind of, and so they're just telling their story.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think it was always like that.
Yeah, I mean they were like they do have some movies that take place in the 50s or 40s where it's like switchblades and stuff become
people
thing.
Getting stabbed so just like, beating the shit out of each other.
Insane. Yeah, truly.
Well, in the 50s, when you're in high school, you're like 40, basically. Yeah, like exactly. You're like a grown-ass man.
You are a grown adult.
Yes.
Yeah, that's real. That's so true. Because I feel like that's like, that was the
like
end
one
of your
day
life.
Away from war.
So. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. You're like...
Now you're in high school, you're like, hello.
I'm a baby.
Yeah, even the way they talk too. Yeah, which I wrote down something about this. I was like, oh, the like certain phrases may be going away completely because like these are just phrases I seem to use. I've noticed I've caught myself saying a lot. I'll say to like Stanley, my dog, hold your horses a lot, and I'm like,
shout out Stanley.
Shout out Stanley.
Do people say hold your horses? Like I say that kind of a lot, and I'm like, that is so antiquated.
It's so, yeah.
But I use it and I'm like, my parents must have said it, or like, our, I'll just say grandparents said it for ease of explanation. You know, like Uncle Chet and stuff.
I feel like there's some like, things
why do
that
I say hold your horses.
I don't know. I feel like they extend
and I also called
time.
Stanley a young whippersnapper and I was like,
wow.
When do people say these things? And I know it's say it kind of as a joke, but still.
Yeah.
These stains are going to die.
I saw an Instagram reel yesterday where a guy said that white people really dropped off. With the
phrases, I've
with
seen
the phrases,
like,
yeah, and that was a couple of them. There was like get a load of this guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I kind of like them. I feel like they're fun. Yeah,
we're not making anything new.
I will say, and this is something that we talked about before, where like a lot of like saying it might be like maybe like more like Southern sayings or something, but I feel like the insults are more and like the phrase is like more like flowery, like a longer like Shakespearean like like. I don't know. I'm trying to think of one, but nothing's coming to my mind. Like she's got less beans than after the harvest of beans or something like whatever. And you're like, it's just like a specific thing. And it's like such a hard.
Something to something short of a something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like you're like, oh, wow.
She's four beans short of a lamb's tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four shakes of a mallet
too
short.
Hot day in July.
Yeah, that's right.
July. And it's just like trying to describe that someone has cool shoes or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I feel like they were like, there was like, and then I feel like now that's kind of coming back with the whole like, you'll hear somebody like slay the boots, house down, fire. Mm. There was the whole block went up, blah, blah. And it's like a way to be okay. Like, she looks very hot or something. And I feel like that's kind of bringing back the playfulness of like,
just having fun with
this
words.
Long phrase to just say something like, oh, that person looks nice.
Yeah. I think there's like more self-awareness though. Like now people are thinking like it's like funny.
Yes.
That's why they say it.
Yes. But maybe hold your horses was like, that was lit back then. Like people
were slapping their knees.
Yeah. They're like, stop it. They're slapping, like knee slapping.
I think they were. I think any of those Southern phrases is just them trying to be clever and funny.
Yes.
I think so.
I think also it goes to a thing of like, now I feel like there's an emphasis, you use swear words to emphasize. And I feel like back then it was like, you're not supposed to swear. Like that wasn't allowed. So you needed other ways to make it.
Oh, like hot dang.
Or yeah,
like exactly. That. Someone slaps their knee or
you needed a way
like
to
that.
Be like, that's fucking awesome. Like, that's so great. Like, but you can't say that. So you have to like make a way to, I guess that makes sense.
I was just talking to my mom about this yesterday about how like, I was looking at, I saw like a review for some movie and the guy said that, it was for Jarhead. Mm. Back to war.
Yeah.
It was for Jarhead. This guy was like, he was in the war. Like he was like, had firsthand experience of like what the movie was about. And he said like, some parts of the movie are incredible. And like, when you read that now, you think like, he means it was good. He was saying it was incredible as in it was like unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like it was like they missed the mark.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And like my mom, I forget what she said. She said something. Oh, no. Yeah. She said that my grandma used to tell her, before telling her bad news, she used to say, okay, don't get excited. And I was like, excited and incredible are like good things.
Yeah.
Like,
we think.
Yes.
But they weren't.
No, they used to not be.
They used to mean like
incredible,
different things.
Outlandish, maybe.
Yeah. Like it's like, wow, this is like, you know, it's like a way to just say something is like, too far from reality.
And excited like, means you could be excited in like a bad way. And like a.
Yeah, like you're, whoa, I'm all crazed.
Yeah.
Not get excited would be
don't
like,
get
all
excited,
right,
grandma's
we're going
dead.
To Disneyland,
yeah.
Not Disney World. That's basically what that would ramp
But it's
up
like, don't get excited, but grandma's dead.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh God, mom.
That's incredible.
I don't believe
Also why our generation is doing so much work on feeling our feelings. Like you're pre-managing someone's feelings, like don't have an emotional response. Right. And then also that's the same thing as
make
like
sure to suppress this.
Don't cry when you're crying kind of things. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of phrases that kind of suppress emotion, which is interesting.
Cancer moon, incredible.
Cancer moon.
I'm just a regular Cancer sun. So
I'm a Cancer moon, so I'm a big baby.
The moons are more sad.
I was thinking,
is that what I am?
You're a rising.
You're Cancer rising.
I'm rising.
Yeah, good for you.
Come on up for the rising.
Come on up for the rising.
Hey. Surprised you listened to that.
Shout out Bruce Springsteen.
Surprised you listened to that one. Remember, Dad used to listen to that song like nonstop.
Oh my God. Dad loved
like a
Dad
year.
Had like
whenever
10
that album
songs.
Dropped, Dad was like glued to
God,
it.
God, yeah. He was.
You could like hear him coming down the driveway like a mile away.
I feel like everybody was.
Yeah,
though.
They were. It was. Had
it
a chokehold.
Was that like
it was
it had to
every
be,
barbecue?
That had to be post 9/11. I feel like that. The
oh,
rising.
Yeah. It has a very like 9/11, uplifting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they also would, like, it also like, didn't matter though. Like, but like they used to play Born in the USA all the time at like barbecues and they'd be like, yeah. And you're like, I don't think you're
right.
They definitely didn't listen to
it. Yeah. They didn't. Or like,
no, that's enough. I like it.
I like the old time. I was thinking about this. I tried to make it into a bit, but I don't think it'll work as a stand up bit. But the old timey insults, I think are kind of funny. Like, you watch that one movie with Clint Eastwood and someone yells at him, like, get a haircut. And I think that's such a, like, nowadays you'd be like, it's almost like treat yourself. Like, it's like, get, like, the insult would be like, get a job.
Yeah.
Get a haircut.
Yeah.
Go to therapy. You're worth it. Like, it kind of seems like a positive, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
get a haircut is a positive insult. Like,
have a good one.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Why don't you?
Yeah. I think I wrote some.
They meant it though in a mean way.
Get some new shoes. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Like stay in school. I guess stay in school is not until.
That just means like you're stupid though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
get a job. Yeah. Oh, don't quit your J job. That's something that like a comedian will hear. And I'm like, no, but like financially, you probably shouldn't until, you know, something really takes off. Like, don't quit your job. Like, that's sound advice.
They were just realists.
Yeah.
They were just really like in tune with like what makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah, I just like the idea of giving insults that are, I feel like go to therapy is an insult that's kind of insulting a little bit. Like if somebody was on the street and they're being whatever, and or someone said something mean to you, make go to therapy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes from my side as well.
Yes. Thank you. And over there, and also yes. And we got two yeses. And also two yeses.
All it's, opposed?
It's funny because this is like a little segue here, but on one of the Bachelor shows we're watching, it was Bachelorette, and the two guys are like being mean to each other, two of the contestants, and the one guy gives him a self-help book, and the other guy gets mad about it, and it kind of does like...
That's happened twice.
Without getting into it, I definitely pushed like self-help stuff on one of my exes, and I'm like... That probably just made him really pissed.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny in hindsight that I was like, get his ass in that really small way.
That's
Like that it just like actually that's irritated in, like, this person. Because they're like, I can't hear. Because if somebody like really doesn't want help and they want to be keep being like awful, like it actually irritates them is what watching that is what I found. I was like, okay. So like, yeah, if somebody were like, be like, getting some sort of incident in the car, like a car or something like that. And it's like, oh, here's a self-help book. You have anger problems. Like, that's just going to make that person
That's like, that's almost like the basis of like, calm down, relax.
Relax.
Anyone telling you to relax.
Anyone that's pissed off and they hear relax is going to.
Is
going to
fucking lose it.
They're going to lose it.
Yeah. Like nothing. Honestly, and I'll say this too. If I'm having, even if I'm fine, if I'm like in a neutral world and someone says relax, that will set me off.
I wonder what
like
that
if you're
is,
just
though.
In a calm thing and someone's like, Jess, calm down.
Right. And then you say, I am calm.
Like, I am calm. Okay.
I bet you could get like if I you're think... into gaslighting people, that's there's got to be some like
it's got
to
be.
It's so
that's
easy.
That's the swirler to gaslight.
Yeah.
Pipeline.
That's yeah.
Then I started doing psychological swirlies.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Or I tell people to calm down. It's actually so like an interesting.
Swirling them from within.
God.
They took the toilets away.
Oh no, they took a toilet.
All I had left was the mind.
Yes.
Yeah. God. Yeah, you're right. I feel like that is. I feel like it was more
either
physical.
Either way, they're fucking with your head.
Yep. Either way, they're fucking with your head. Yeah.
There's a hand. It's a swirly, and then there's mental games, and there's a handshake in between.
And the handshake in between. Yep. And poop water. Handshake of poop water.
Yeah. But the what if somebody was mad? What could you honestly say? I feel like you just get away from the person. I don't know.
It depends on context.
Yeah, though. That's true.
Yeah.
If they're mad at you.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know. I guess, oh. Yeah, they're mad at you. Mad at you, yeah.
Like, I think the I'm best like, thing is to try to get them to
I'm not in situations,
do something physical.
I'm not in a situation with those type of people where it's like I imagine dad being like, okay, yeah, I would never even interact with that scenario.
Yeah.
But
if it was on equal footing, because I feel like you're not on equal footing with your...
Like, I just think of, like, traffic incidents, right? Like, it's very easy for, I just say, it's usually men flipping the bird, yelling, these sort of things, very angry. Or I'm like, I'm not that hyped.
I have a whole theory about road rage. And my thing is that because you can't see people's faces. So my thing would be, I think there should be, like, a little button that you can press and have, like, a little this, again, could be used for evil. And it could be used to enrage more
I've heard
people.
This before.
But
from Caitlin?
From me. Yes. Yeah, probably. Because I probably, because I'm like, I'm always like, oh, okay. But like, I like the idea of like putting a little emoji. So like a sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like people could take it sarcastically and then it could make everything worse.
Yeah.
But you can't see.
Fire them up more.
Right. But my thought is like on foot track, if like if you hit somebody when you're walking, you're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. And if they're not like that and they're just like, mad or something,
yeah.
then you're like fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's fair. But
there's a game called Rocket League. That's like a game. It's like a game where you play soccer.
With cars.
Yeah, with cars. Yeah, and in that game, there's like you can communicate with people through like little like pre-made text things. And it's kind of like what you're saying. And they abuse it 100%. If your teammate misses a shot, you just keep spamming nice shot. No. Just like be an asshole. Okay. Yeah. So it feels bad. You miss your shot. Everyone's saying, nice shot, nice shot, nice shot. And you're like, fuck.
Oh, let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played that before and definitely was getting trolled.
Yeah.
Because that was so bad.
That was so bad. I play Settlers of Catan and they're probably online and there's probably 8 emojis. And one of them's like, and then another one's like this, the time one. Mm. People use, if you're taking too long, they'll be like,
as they should.
And it like, as they should, I agreed. And then, but sometimes you're like, it's the system being slow and they can't help it. But, or if somebody, and one of them, my favorite one is like, there's one that just like a guy in sunglasses. And I was like, that's always cool. Like sunglasses are always cool. So like, if you're about to win, you just like put this like little sunglasses guy and you're like, see ya.
Nice.
It's the coolest movie.
I got this one in the bag.
See ya.
Did you guys ever draw sunglasses on a sun?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do that?
Makes no sense.
Like a sun. You draw a sun as a kid and you put some sunglasses on
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But why is he wearing sunglasses?
Exactly.
It's too bright out there.
He's the brightness.
Yeah, but it reflects back.
Oh, okay. It does? Okay, yeah, it's a reflection. It really says a lot about him, too. Yeah. He's like, I'm so bright. Like, because people
shine
be like,
so bright.
Shine so bright.
That it reflects back onto me.
Wow.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Like or, as Rihanna said.
Or like a sunshine.
Or like a sunshine.
Shine bright like a sunshine.
That reflects back on.
That's
you.
The kids' bop version. Yeah.
Shine bright like a sunshine. See, it makes sense.
You're like, yeah, of course. Shine bright
because
like,
they can't own the rights to it.
Right, yeah, yeah. Make it up. No, yeah.
Kids' bop,
so great.
You ever seen Sunshine the movie?
No.
Where they go to space to try to save the sun?
Then what happens?
They have to drive like a nuclear bomb. Basically into the sun to blow it up to like start a new sun.
Nuclear fusion.
Because
yeah.
Our sun is dying. Mm. It's pretty good.
Pretty good, huh? All right.
Who's solid?
Who's solid?
The sun? The sun makes an appearance.
What's his name? The guy from Oppenheimer.
Oh. Killian Murphy?
Yes.
Oh. He seems like he would hate the sun. He seems like he would hate the sun, though. Kind of pale
there's,
guy.
There's a connection between the Oppenheimer and the bomb movie he's talking about.
Yes, there was.
Yes.
Yeah, the light.
I said that in my Letterboxd review.
Did you? Nice. Damn.
Wait, which one came from?
Follow him on Letterboxd.
Sunshine's from the 90s, I think. Oh. Early 2000s.
They knew he could do the role because they saw Sunshine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy's
in Sunshine, he is the head of the nuclear.
Wow.
Like, he's the science guy on the flight.
That's interesting. It makes you think that, like, some people are just cast because, like, there's already, like, a... something subconsciously that it's like I know they can play this person
for right. sure
because I saw them in this movie instead of like you know
everyone in that movie too is like, became like very famous in the last like 15 years
weird
but at the time they weren't really yep. like okay. Michelle Yeoh who was in Everything Everywhere All at Once she's also in it. There's a bunch of people in it that are like I feel like nobody really cared about them in like 2003 when that movie came out. Also the movie is written by Alex Garland, the guy that made Civil War.
Interesting.
We've seen that. We saw that movie.
Saw that?
We saw that movie. Mostly about photography.
Turns out not much Civil War.
Not
that many pew-pews.
Not that many pew-pews. Not that much. I can't.
Always remember. Taking it back to war, though.
Yep. Taking it back there to war. That's for the boys.
That's the episode. It's going to be called something more. War Dog.
I wrote down some questions that are like, these are good dinner party questions. And I was like, okay. One of them was,
okay.
I was like, all right. You wake up in a medieval king's court. What do you do to entertain him? And I thought this was very interesting because
like,
I was
what do I have on me?
That's a good question.
More context.
Yes. I was also like, I don't think any comedy would work because I don't know the references.
Mm.
You know, I can't be like, this guy's as dumb as that donkey down the street. You know, I don't know what I don't know. None of the context is there.
He's as daft as the
What language does he speak? Let's just.
I think it's all
English.
Yeah. It's a medieval court, so I guess.
Can you bring something with you that you already have on you?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's say yeah.
Just show him like shoelaces or something. He'd be like, "Holy shit!"
I love it's like not TV, not like a moving image. You're like, no,
shoelaces would get you.
A moving image would.
A watch?
Cause madness.
A watch would take him out.
Yeah, a watch would take him right out.
light?
Light?
Like, yeah, a, like, flashlight. Like a flashlight.
Yeah. Flashlight. Oh yeah.
Then you'd be like, "How do you make this? Make another one." I'm like, "I don't know."
And they kill you.
Yeah. Like, what are these magic rocks that give energy? I'm like, I don't know.
That's not smart.
I don't know more than this.
Yes,
I know
that's witch
light.
Stuff. I wouldn't bring anything witch stuff because I'd get burned.
Yeah.
Right away.
Where I come from, things just happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really interesting. Like, it makes me think of like, oh, aliens come visit the planet and people are like, oh, aliens are going to bring us this technology. And they're like, I actually don't know how any of this works. Like, I have a car. Yeah. This is my car. My spaceship's my car. I don't know more than that.
Or if we had to put like on entertainment for aliens, we'd be like, do you like music? And they'd be like,
come on up for the ride.
And they're like, no, we don't have the sense of sound in our dimension or whatever it is. And you'd be like, oh, okay. Well, do you like that? Like, we'd have to like, it'd be like that.
Yeah. But you were saying like, they won't know anything. Same as we don't know anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because they came to Earth.
Yeah, just because you're from the future or something.
Yeah.
Or like from or a different.
Alien. Yeah, yeah. Like a they're like, planet. Oh my God, you time traveled through space here? How does it work?
I pressed the button they told me.
I just pressed this.
We just took the wrong off ramp. Sorry.
Yeah. That's exactly
the
how
same
it would be.
As like
going like a to, phone. I wouldn't know how to.
Yeah, like, yeah. So shoelace is a safe bet, I think, with a king.
Safe, but not like witchy.
You know what? I feel like the things I'd want to teach them, I'd be like, I need to see a book. I know we have them. I feel like I have the idea. I don't know how you build it. But the cool thing is, back then, you could just be an ideas person. Like, if you get sent back to that time,
mm-hmm. right.
Like, you don't have to build any of it. You could be like, yeah. Plumbing systems. I don't know how to do it, but like, we need to do it, guys.
Right. That's true. But that's not entertaining, though.
Washing your hands needs to happen.
Needs to happen.
Don't know how to make soap, though.
Don't know how to make soap. I think it's lye.
What's lye?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
It's when you're like tired and you lay down.
You just lay down.
That's washing.
Stop soap using the same cup, everyone. Stop using the same
cup. When you lay down, soap just comes out.
Yeah, soap just comes out.
Did you know they had like a town cup? I don't know if we already talked about this.
No, they did not.
Yes. There was like, instead of like, you know, if we were drinking fountains, they had like this, near the well, there would be a cup that's attached to a chain. So anyone, if they wanted to get a sip of water, would just pour the water into that cup, drink out of it, leave it. The whole town's drinking out of the same cup. Wild. It's true.
Something kind of nice about that.
Yeah, there is something kind of nice
like,
about it.
Super spreader every day.
Super spreader. But also super environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Really wow. Smart. Yeah. You know what? I do feel like there is something that an object chained to something. I don't know what it is, but there's just something about it that makes me go, I just love it. Like a pen chained. A cup is chained.
That's interesting, yeah.
It's probably because one time in college, they had garlic chained to like something. So you could put garlic on your pizza or like this like thing. Like this little,
like a
shaker.
Parmesan thing.
Yeah. But it had the chain, but the chain wasn't like attached. And I was like, I'm taking this. And then I wrote a whole poem about it because I was like, just like, what is the story of this Parmesan? Like chained up, like. To be a Parmesan shaker, I just think it's funny. Like, yeah. I just think it's funny to chain objects up. There's just something about it that is hilarious to me.
I have a playlist called Chain Songs.
He gets it.
Are any of them about objects chained up, or is it just
I'm not sure.
Chained up pen? Yeah, you
probably
can't.
A lot of chain gang.
It songs. Also like points to like
Unchained Van Halen.
Unchained pen.
Break these chains. Docking.
Yeah. There we go.
Unchained makes me think of.
It also speaks to like humans. Like, we can't be trusted to just put the pen back.
Right.
We can't.
No. We can't. Thank you for training the pen up.
Yeah. You know? Thank you. Yeah.
I used a chain. The same thing with the cup. I used a chain pen at the post office the other day.
Really and you're nice.
I used a chain pen this morning.
Did you really?
Where?
At the bakery, they have a little chain pen.
Yeah.
For when you sign your receipt.
You're like, honestly, smart.
And it used to be chained. When I first started going there.
Actually, maybe every like workplace should have a chain pen like at the desk. Because, like, the only reason my pen is missing from my desk all the time is that I'm moving it places.
I don't even have a pen.
Well, you probably don't need
one. At work. But. At home, I have plenty of pens. For anybody out there listening who was, like, thinking I didn't have a pen.
Yeah. This guy's got pens. Well, what's something that you think should be chained that's not?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, people keep taking it. It keeps moving. Honestly, my keys should be chained to something.
The remote for like TVs should probably be chained like somewhere near the couch.
Chain that right down. Honestly, more chains. You know what I love seeing is like a little baby, like when you see like a little toddlers and they're in like a little chain gang.
Mm. Yeah.
That's so cute. And they're like, oh, they all have to like hold on to something and things. So like, I was like, they chain up the babies outside. Like, I mean, they're chained to each other, but still.
Makes sense that the kid would hang on to the rope, but like, wouldn't you be a little proud that your kid like doesn't fall for it?
My kid broke the chains.
Your kid doesn't hang on to the rope.
It's
very dangerous. Clearly, I'd be like, it's pretty cool.
But kind of a badass baby, though.
He like lock picks it. Yeah. And he's just holding it, but it's not actually attached to him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's pretending that it is.
He's like, I'm gonna die.
And then, because once they all fall down, only your kid's left standing because he's not attached to this. Mm-hmm. He's a free thinker.
Yep.
I thought some of the kids, they just hang on to the rope. There's no...
No, they're attached to it.
Some of them, I think, are
It's attached. The same thing as being in line. Remember, as a kid, you always you had to walk in lines. Remember? That's really weird.
And they have,
it's really weird. Now that I think about it, it's like...
You're in the hallway walking in a straight, in like a line. Yeah.
You don't think we should bring that back?
It was like dead silence, too, in the hallway. You're not allowed to talk in the hallway. They had their hand up like this.
Yeah.
Why?
They had to like this. Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah, silence.
You couldn't talk as a kid ever, almost.
Which was good because I didn't talk ever. So I was I'm doing great.
But they also, it did feel like they, like you do realize how many things you were like, oh, there's really no logical reason for us to all walk. I guess to keep a track of the children is the
reason
for the
line. It is. It's like a safety thing.
Yeah. It makes sense, but it's such a dystopia. Like from an outside perspective, like a third person view of that, it looks really weird.
It is super weird.
Like I definitely forgot that was a thing, the lines. Like the bathroom passes. That's burnt. Like, I remember that, but like the line thing, I completely
forgot. The bathroom passes were fucked too.
On a chain as well.
On a chain. Sometimes, kind of. There'd be like some object you had to take with you, and you're like,
yeah, it's like a ruler.
I've even seen that in like a therapy office or something. It's like they take the bathroom key and attach it to like a ruler or something crazy.
Yeah.
Piece of wood.
Or just like a giant plastic
kettlebell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kettlebell.
50 pounds.
Little flower thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you really want to go to the bathroom? You're going to pick up 50 pounds.
Don't dunk this thing in the
toilet.
Don't
dunk it in the toilet. I know you want to. I know you want to. Bring back things on chains.
But that's like an in-between chain thing. Like, yes. Because otherwise people would forget the key probably a trillion times if there's not something giant attached to it.
I assume that's what keychains are supposed to be.
No, it depends. I think the larger the object, the more it makes it. Like, okay, so we had keys to the barn growing up.
Yep.
Which there was an... antler attached to the keys, and that kind of helped it so it wouldn't forget it in your pocket, but then it just became you figured out how to like shove it in your pocket better. They'd be like, where are the barn keys?
And you're like wherever that antler is.
Yeah, wherever the antler is. Yeah,
it's definitely with an antler.
Yeah,
for sure. It could be anywhere though.
But it's like a in between the chain, you know what I mean? It's like a to help return the item,
hefty object. Like a albatross around the throat kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. In between chains.
In between chains.
That sounds like some sort of a memoir.
Yeah. In between the chains. How I broke out of my swirly addiction.
A swirler's redemption.
Swirler's redemption story. I broke these swirly chains.
More things. Can a swirler be redeemed, though?
I don't think so.
I feel like they're forever trying to find that redemption.
I think that's
the
like
rest of their life,
kids like kill animals and stuff.
You think that's on the level of swirly?
Yeah, I think you're a crazy person.
I think there's.
I can't imagine what would possess someone to be like
me. Either.
This kid that everybody is picking on. Let me just like kind of drown him.
Like
just
what,
like sort of drown.
And there's no way the head's like not hitting the porcelain toilet bowl. You know what I mean? It's not like let me just make sure the head doesn't hit and like not bang the head up at all.
I guess just it's like a thing of like, I wish somebody who did do swirlies could tell us why they did it. Because to me, I can't get in the mind of a swirler.
They probably thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Like a toilet water touching you.
That's why it's good. We have, it doesn't happen anymore. Cause you can, there's like a game you can play like swirl this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's going to be toilet. Now people are coming out of toilets and into toilets.
That's true.
That's the new thing.
That's true.
People want to be in the toilet.
People
want
to be close to the toilet and they don't know how to do that.
The swirl, that's like a new kind of person now.
Yeah.
A swirl, not a swirler, but some sort of like a toilet, like dweller.
Taking back the power of the toilet.
Yeah. Yes.
And taking it back, you know? God, yeah, that's weird.
That's like Avatar, The Way of Water.
Is it? I've never seen it.
Okay,
it's nothing like it.
This kind of segues into something. This kind of segues into something I wrote down.
Okay.
For the show was like the idea that like, because I do go to work a few days a week.
Yep.
Is I hate, it's like a real pet peeve. If there's like open stalls, why do you pick a stall next to me to go to the bathroom? There's an open stalls away from me. But then most times someone will be like, oh, let me go to the one with a person next to it.
Can like, they tell that you're in there?
If the door is closed, yes. So I'm like, I don't get that. Like, I personally choose a stall to give space. Yes,
you should obviously. Start. You should start grunting or something.
Yeah.
It's just like, why though?
They're
like,
I don't understand it.
There's something too, like that I have where it's like, let's say nobody's doing anything, and then suddenly you go to like get up to get water or something. Then everyone's getting up to get water. I'm like, there's something about this momentum thing of like. If you're so that's why I think about the toilet thing. It's like, oh, I have to go pee, and now somebody's like, I gotta pee next to your pee. Like, yeah, get yeah. away from me. Get, yes, like yes. do your own thing.
It's
like,
a herd. The herd mentality.
Like your energy is like making yeah. their energy do something. And I'm like, it's
weird. I don't know why, but I literally would just watch something where it was basically like it was like to test if you can get inside or you can choose the right urinal, and they'll be like, this guy's here, that guy's there, this guy's here, now where do you go? And I was like, I know the whole door thing. I know you don't want to be too close to the door now. So then I play this game, and I honestly I nailed it. But that what was like a whole thing, like,
is this game,
if you're I'm at confused. No. If you're okay, like if you're at like the same way with the stall, if you're at like a urinal, it was basically to test whether women could get inside like men's minds, where they're like, obviously if there's three urinals, one guy's here, you don't go right next to him. You go on, like, you leave a space.
Okay.
Sure.
But that's already built into them. It seems weird to me that it wouldn't be built in with the stalls, is my saying. Like, you leave a stall between if there's an extra, you know what I mean?
Why not give the space?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, why do you want to pee next right. to me?
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense to me.
But it's like already, it's like obvious when they're out in the open. But so maybe does this happen
in the men's restroom? A guy will just come in and be like, let's take a stall next to
100%.
Yeah.
And also, when I go, though, I go to like the handicapped stall. So I'm like,
so you got can? Yeah.
I'm like as far from all the people right. as possible so I can yeah. pee.
Why but do you want to be next to people?
When you go to like certain places, they still have the fucking like piss trough.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Guys, yeah. It is a crazy experience.
It's like basically like a wall urinal. Like
yes. That's the whole insane. Thing.
Just chaos.
They used to have it at the Cubs. No. At the Cubs.
About this at sports.
They don't have it anymore though. Yeah. Last time I was there, it wasn't there.
I feel like it's madness. That's why they don't have it.
But I went to see a concert at the Jiffy or at the Tinley Park. And they had it there. And I was like, this is crazy. It's like a Sodom and Gomorrah.
It
like
just feels weird. Why does it feel weird?
It feels like, I don't know. It makes you feel like an animal.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Like, you're just like, I got to go pee that's over actually, here.
What I don't get about that is like
it feels like you're elbowing guys to get in too. You're like,
understand is like, you're why animals. Is that okay? Like, are men that okay with like just being,
I have no idea.
Going pee in front of each other? Because I'm like, I personally would want a stall. Like, if I'm peeing, like, why do I want to pee in front of somebody? That seems very strange. Like, so, like, if you have a urinal, how it's like not that different from like to me, like just chaos of like a whole like trough to me. I'm like, might as well.
Okay.
Like a stall's not really giving me that much privacy.
Yeah.
I mean, the urinals have the wall.
They have little walls. They have like a little wall sometimes.
Yes, they always have a wall.
Yeah. I think it's like, yeah, I think it's I don't understand it because of that. We've talked about this before with like other stuff, like bathroom things. I don't understand. Like,
what? I remember the show F is for Family doing like a scene for when the kid had to go to the bathroom at like a stadium or something like that, and just piss going like everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say before too. Like the trough thing is really gross because like when you pee in a urinal, like depending on where you're standing, like you're getting like pee on your knee, and it's like if you're like I don't know, it's just the trough that's thing disgusting. Just seems like an absolute piss nightmare.
Yeah, I don't really understand why.
Imagine getting a swirly in the trough.
Oh god.
It's over. I don't think you've recovered.
Slip and slide.
I think you kill yourself. Yeah. I think
it, or you kill the guy that did it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. I'd take him out with me. If I'm going, I'm taking you with me.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I guess I never thought about having the yeah, don't go next to somebody in the stall.
No, it's really weird behavior.
That's weird.
That's the same thing. So those all gender bathrooms, which are not okay, some of the all gender bathrooms that I've seen around Chicago are like still have the urinals in them, and I personally don't like the urinal. I'm like, can we if we're going to do that, can we just remove that as an option?
And just use the toilet.
Just a stall. Everyone gets a stall. Then I'm fine, I guess, with it being all gender, but fine. But, like, I think it's weird that the urinal still exists. I'm like, oh, am I in the wrong room? Mm. And, like, personally, just don't want
you to want see
it,
that.
It is really weird because the urinal is, like, a single gendered thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they're like, it's all gender, but there's a urinal happening here. That's I don't want to.
That's really weird.
I don't want to be in this situation with the urinal.
But maybe they should have something like though in the bath, because I feel like they the thing put is like all people gender, don't want to touch a seat and like put the seat up.
And just don't have down. A seat.
You could have a urinal.
No, just no
you
seat.
I just use a okay. What do people use with their houses? A toilet. So like right. just no, have to a, touch just get toilet rid of the urinal. Seat. Get rid of the urinal.
Okay, I just I understand why I understand that.
But you don't have to put the seat up. You can just sit down to pee. Everyone can sit down to pee. Wow. Anybody can sit down.
I heard
pee.
It here first. He's saying it. He's not afraid.
It's
to
nice
pee.
To sit down. And pee.
I think
take the load off.
Take the load. People have been afraid to do it. Yeah, afraid, I terrifying. Love a sit. Yeah. I mean, I sit obviously. So, yeah. What was it like? I forgot. There was a guy at this like comedy festival, and he was like, oh, we're all going to the same location. Everybody get in the car. And then he like stopped and like turned like the three like women and was like, you can't get in my car. And they're like, what? Why? And he's like, there's a piss jug in there and I can't have you guys seeing that. I just think, I'm like, wait, what? Like, I'm like, first of all, why haven't you taken care of this? Because like you've been here for like a couple of, but it was just like so wild to me that I'm like, because I was like, I just don't understand. Like if you're a dude, isn't like the whole world your toilet kind of? Like somebody was like, how hard are you going that you can't just like pull over on the side of the highway and go, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he's like, no, it's, I got to have a jug. I'm making time. It doesn't seem like, I guess maybe I don't understand it, but I'm like, what kind of fast
God,
lifestyle?
What if that thing like spilled, you know?
Like, that's what I, yeah.
Car done.
Cars. This is the same thing what we said yesterday with the juice guy.
Is that guy, the guy that's pissing in a jug, is he actually going to clean up the spilled jug?
I
probably not. Like, I don't think that's the same person. It.
I feel like piss jug makes sense if it's an emergency and right. The piss jug is just like a Gatorade bottle you already had. Yes. But you definitely
jug
shouldn't
sounds
be
like we've been filling it.
It's like yeah, he's got a jug in the car on a chain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And it's just like it's a constant.
It's a constant.
That's crazy.
Thing.
That's crazy.
And that it was like jug too. It wasn't like bottle. It wasn't right. Like something like, oh, right. Exactly. Sorry, I forgot. But like the image of a jug, like
yeah, that's crazy.
I was like,
that's crazy behavior.
Yeah.
Wait, he said I couldn't take all three people because of the jug, or
the jug
like,
takes up the size
like
of a
take,
seat.
He could take two people. But
no, he refused to take any of the women because he didn't want the women to see the jug.
Nick, you're but a guy. The, are you fine seeing a piss jug in someone's car? Does that not do anything to bother you?
I wouldn't be down with that.
Yeah.
No. I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, there's ladies here. They must
he,
not
and
see
he didn't
this.
Give
men,
an explanation. He was like, no, I can't take you. And then they're like, yeah, I guess he couldn't take us because I guess he has a piss jug or whatever. And all the other guys, I think just because they're like, I feel like once the guy made it like a male, like a woman versus like a man, like the men can come and see the piss jug.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like really strange.
That's
I'm like,
so
it should still
stupid.
Have some shame or like still be gross to like have.
If you're getting in a car with somebody, regardless of what kind of who they are.
Yeah.
And they got a piss jug. I feel like you got to at least be like, dude,
just pay for the Uber.
What is this? Yeah. Why do you have this?
Yeah, I told you. But the guy would be like, I told you I had it.
Or like deal with it.
You really think this is necessary?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the story though that he said you guys can't come because he has like a piss tank in the back and it's like taking up two seats. It's so fucking big. He has like a piss jug and then he has the piss tank in the back. So he goes in the jug,
the jug
and then he empties the jug
oh,
into the tank
gross.
In the back.
This is so good. It's
okay.
A whole system.
That also makes me think of like those RV camper things. I'm like. I don't know what that happens with it, but like
yeah,
I
think they have
to empty them.
Yeah, they have a tank.
Like you as the owner are the one dealing with that, which is disgusting.
It is really
like,
wild.
Like, I'm camping. Like, at what cost though?
You're collecting poop.
Like RVs,
underneath your car.
RVs are just like piss jugs on wheels. That's all.
That's true. Wow, that's real. That's real.
And shit too. It makes it worse.
God, it's weird.
It's so disgusting.
Humans are disgusting. Honestly, I think we should just become 100% self-sufficient.
Yeah, we're just
no
way. We're driving our pee and poop around.
God, I really don't know.
Yeah, that's really just a wild thing.
It's just really crazy.
That's like one of those things where like if the aliens come down and they see that, they're going to be like, these people are animals. Like this is, these people are disgusting. Like we're not that much better from like Victorian even England, like throwing the poop out the window.
No, if we're,
yeah, we're kind of like at a similar. It. Yeah, we're still kind of there.
But like even the cats make toilets.
Yeah,
and these guys are just driving around with urine.
We're much better, but we're still not like to the point where we should be.
No,
they should just make a food that you eat it and your body just uses all of it. Yeah.
Efficient.
Yes, everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be so nice.
That would be nice.
I wonder if anyone's even looked into that.
Nah. Tell that to the toilet industry.
Yeah. Tell that to big intestine. You
big
know?
Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
toilet. You got RV, toilet papers.
RV.
You got
PP tank. Oh yeah. Companies.
Oh yeah.
Plumbers, out of business.
Industries upon industries.
All of the food. The entire food industry.
Yeah.
What are those like
we'll never get it. We'll never.
What
get
is like the water fountain they put in toilets? What are those things called?
Bidet.
Yeah, the bidet industry.
People really went nuts for bidets in the pandemic.
They really went to. They went a little bonkers on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, you're not. You don't have a bidet. You're not clean. You're like, oh fine. Anyways.
Honestly,
big bidet, get at us. I could be convinced.
Sponsor us. This sponsor video is sponsored by bidet.
Bidets. Yep.
Here we go.
That's it. All right. I think we're at 5:15. I think that's good. Yeah.
I mean, if we're at time, we're at time.
I think we're at time. It's not. So I just say, overworked. Do I say something? Do I say like, that's it. Welcome to the family. And now you're out of the family.
When you hear your family.
When you hear your family and you're not family anymore, so please leave.
Please leave. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to our podcast.
Thank you for coming to our podcast. Follow all the stuff and listen to all our things and buy a bidet.
Nailed it. I don't know.
Yeah.
She says, stop watching now.
Stop watching now.
This is the end.
That's the end.
You're still listening. I don't know.
I don't know why you're still here.
Thanks for listening to our nonsense. If you like it, follow Checker Podsky on all the platforms. If you want to support Caitlin's stand-up, and I know you do, follow her at Caitlin Check. And if you're trying to air out some family secrets or, you know, you have some grievances you want to just share, feel free to reach out at checkerpodsky@gmail.com. Shout out Mike Knight, our producer, and Alex Oliver, who made our awesome jingle. Bye.